मेरा नाम भावी है और मेरे माँ बाप इंडिया से इधर आए थे 18 साल पहले. My name is Bhavi and my parents moved to the US from India 18 years ago. I am a first generation US citizen and this has definitely been a challenge in figuring out who I am. Everyone has these questions from time to time. Who am I? Where do I fit in? Do I belong? But unlike most people, these are questions I've been having for an extremely long time. I have family both in the US and in India, but it's really hard to be able to visit my family in India. But one of the hardest things is knowing that you don't really fit in anywhere. In India, I always feel like I'm the most American person ever. I have the typical American accent, and everyone treats me like I'm some sort of spoiled princess who's so fragile and can't function without Wi-Fi and air conditioning. But when I'm here, there's always that feeling that I'm different than everyone else. I'm that one Indian girl. I'm a walking stereotype of what people expect of Indian people. But I'm not. Just take a moment to think. When people ask you what you are or where you're from, you've immediately got an answer. But for me, I have to think, what are they really asking me? That I'm Indian or that I'm American? But I do want to say, being a first-generation US citizen has given me opportunities that I wouldn't trade for the world. I'm bilingual. I've been to India. I'm connected to one of the oldest cultures in the world. I'm unique. I'm me. But one of the hardest things about being a first-generation citizen is that I'm really far from my extended family. I have a very large extended family. My mom is one of 5, and my dad is one of 6. And I have about 10 cousins on each side. Both sides are extremely close, and it's really hard not being able to see people I love. My oldest cousin on my dad's side recently got married. Almost all my cousins were there, and everyone was having a great time, but I wasn't able to go because I had school. I was able to FaceTime into the wedding, but I still miss the fun of being around my entire family and celebrating a huge Indian wedding. My cousins stole the groom's shoes, which is a fun tradition that happens at Indian weddings, and then they give them back after paid a certain amount of money. I've always wanted to do this, but I've never had the opportunity because I've never been to an Indian wedding from the bride's side. One of the biggest disadvantages of living in the US while being so involved in the Indian culture is that I hear about so many fun things that I want to do but don't ever get to, because it only happens in India when I can't go. I have things on my bucket list that I want to do, like I want to go to India during the Festival of Colors, and I want to celebrate the Festival of Lights in India. I'm able to bring something different to the table because I'm multicultural. I may be confused about who I am, but I don't have to be defined by where my parents are from or where I was born. I define myself. It may be harder for me to figure out who I am compared to other people, but I do know that no one can define me except for me. I have the choice to decide whether I'm Indian, American, or Indian American. So out I go into the world, just another American-born confused Desi, also known as a teenager finding her place in the world. Namaste and goodbye. For WHJE, this has been Bhavi Sarda.